2K and 4 VWA. Hey, Arna.
No, I don't know why you're so concerned with that today. Are you receiving poorly?
I was there for a second. I was down in behind a building with a lot of lead lining in it.
And this morning, so you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Well, that and I'm trying to figure out where all the shadows are over here in Sparkburg.
Seem to have problems around my house and up and down Highway 9 on 349 Ford. He says it's 150 feet higher than it's ever been with a better antenna, but it's just not as good over that way as it's been. I don't know if the tower is in the way or what.
No telling. You'd have to take some geo shots and see what's in the way.
Conclude it might be my antenna, but Tom went over that way for something and he was very scratchy.
Instead of standing on your right foot with your left hand in the air, stand on your left foot with your right hand in the air. It'll get better.
That's good. Did I tell you about the little walkie-talkie I borrowed over the weekend?
What'd you borrow?
A Yaesu ST-70R, or 70D, whatever it is. DR, I think. It's a nice little unit. Always pluses and minuses on every radio. It's got a little bit of a bassy quality to the audio. And I saw that in some reviews online, so it's not just my ears. And the Baofeng is much clearer on audio. Of course, you know the Baofeng will monitor 2 or 3 days. This thing has got a 7 or 8 hour battery life. But it's got some other really nice features, and of course it's got a selective receiver so it doesn't spit and pop when it scans and all that kind of stuff. So it's a nice little unit. I think they get about 180 bucks for them. I'm not really in the market for one right now. But as long as I had the opportunity to borrow one, I took the opportunity, and I think I would want to check out the Icon before I bought one. But it's a nice little unit.
Well, you know, for $38, I like my Baofeng.
I'm about to choke on my biscuit, I'm sorry. Now, you were a little bit scratchy at that time. I wasn't choking over what you said. I was literally choking on the biscuit. No, I got no tolerance for people that trash Baofengs. Like you say, another $25 to $30, it's a lot of doggone radio for what it is and for what you pay for it. And if I was riding down the road and dropped it out the window, I wouldn't even stop the car. So, you know, it's just one tool in the arsenal, but you don't have to worry about them all the time.
You got that right. And with those big batteries we got, they'll go forever. I don't charge mine but once every couple of weeks, and I use it.
Anybody know when I've got 4 of them? Because, you know, we got that good price on, and I got 2 more and you got 2 more. But I don't even switch batteries. I've read online, anytime on a walkie-talkie battery, you switch it all the time. You can eventually mess up those little contacts, maybe if you're not careful. Of course, I'm real careful when I do that kind of thing, but I don't even change the batteries. I just change walkies. I got them, and like you say, they monitor for so long. I just go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then start the rotation over. And that way I'm always charged and got plenty of backup.
I don't know how I managed it. I usually keep 1 in the Saturn, 1 in the truck, and 1 on charge. And somehow or another, I managed to put 2 of them in the truck.
I'll tell you this, and it's characteristic of different walkie-talkies, but the way the charger is set up in the Baofeng, it will ruin the battery if you charge it with it monitoring. So you always want to have the walkie off when you're charging the battery. Learned that the hard way, and I lost the battery pretty quickly. and the others have been solid as a rock. So that's the way it's set up.
Okay, good advice. But then again, if I've got one charging, I'm just playing with the other one. I always have it just turned off. I haven't had it turned on while on charge.
That one, I had left it on and dropped it in the charger, and all of a sudden I found myself buying a battery.
Well, hey, have you done any more looking at any more portable masts or antennas?
The antenna I bought from Ariel, that's good for about 80 watts on sideband and anything below, so I really don't need anything else antenna-wise. Except we don't, I know what you mean on the mast. I've got a shooter for use in the trees, and there are not many places we would go that wouldn't have some kind of tree. But I had 2 50-foot masts, but I didn't like them. They were very unwieldy and heavy and top-heavy, and you get killed with those things unless you're just using 20 feet. So if we want to have an independent mast and not worry about trees, I guess we're still on the prowl for something.
Well, like with the parks on the air, I was talking to a fellow on HF, and he's trying to do the same thing that we're talking about doing, and he says the only time that he's ever had an issue with a park ranger is when he was shooting stuff up in the trees. That's when they get all frisky with it. Do anything you want to as long as you don't put anything in a tree. You know, tree huggers.
Can see that, and I've heard that. And sometimes they don't want you there at all. But, you know, if you're using the ham stick or something and you were totally confined to the vehicle, I don't see how they could say anything. I wouldn't even tell them I was coming in that case. Now, it's a good idea, they tell me, to always let the park ranger know, and he'll say yes 99 times out of 100, but if I got in trouble, I wouldn't want to mess things up for, you know, other POTA and SOTA people. But I wouldn't even say anything if I was self-contained.
Point, they cannot say a word to you if you are fully self-contained. If you've got a mast up out of the back of your truck or on a small trailer, and you pull up and shoot that thing up in the air, and it ain't touching nothing around, then they can't say a word.
Well, what are you talking about, running a vertical with no radials? If you run something off that mast, I've heard some of the park rangers, you can't even put a stake in the ground to secure the wire to.
I'm thinking about running some kind of small Yagi on the top of a mast and just having that grounded to the vehicle and trailer.
Oh, so you're not even talking about HF operation?
I'm talking about HF. I mean, you don't have to be grounded into the earth to be HF.
Well, be specific. I guess you're talking 20 meters.
20 and 40. Most of the time, they're separate antennas.
And you're not going to put a 40-meter Yagi on the back of your truck.
A 20-foot tower on the back of that trailer.
You swing for the fences, my friend. Sometimes I admire that.
Well, like I said, they make one or two of them now that fold. They will actually fold up into about a 12 or 10 or 12 foot sections. And I've seen a couple of those, but boy, they are pricey.
You talk about the Yagi or the mast?
Yagi antenna.
Well, I'm not planning on getting that elaborate. I'll watch you do that, and I'll help you if you buy all that kind of stuff. But you can have a lot of fun without putting up a 40-meter Yagi.
You you imagine how that thing would reach out up there on top of Mount Mitchell?
Probably not a heck of a lot. M4XL, you got a 40-meter antenna only 20 foot off the ground. Most of your energy is going right up, even though it is a Yagi.
Don't mess with him. He's new. He's not interested in the facts. I just had to say that, Steve. I'm going to listen for y'all's final. Y'all carry on and debate that. I'm just about to the parking lot, WD4NGU.
Mount Mitchell?
Oh, the don't matter very much.
There's a couple of spots up there where you got about a 10-foot wide spot that you can put your vehicle in, and it's probably 1,500 to 2,000 feet to the bottom on each side.
Be right then. This is Kevin.
I'm looking at traffic. Who's this?
You might be right then. This is Kevin, N4XL.
How you doing, Kevin? Where are you?
Greenwood. Sitting working on the computer, just copying the mail.
Traffic here. I'm in Spartanburg, over here on 29, trying to get away, out away from Westgate. And normal situation. Lots and lots of cars. So if I'm in and out a little bit, that's what I'm doing, is trying to keep from running over somebody.
I just figured I'd throw in my 2 cents worth. Well, that gives you one place that that might work, but if you try to go other places, my first comment stands. That'd be a heck of a lot of money to use in just one or two places.
Saying about that Yagi 20 or 40 meter that folds up, man, I tell you what, that's what its specific purpose is for that type of thing, but man, and therein lies the decision whether to pull a trigger on that kind of money or not. And at this point right now, I'm doing my research to see if there's not something else that I can do.
Steve, I got to go, but one other issue is you add another element. And make it a Yagi, you're only going to get 3 dB at the most, so it's a lot of trouble for a little bit of gain, maybe, if it's high enough off the ground, like Kevin's saying.
Well, anyhow, it, like I said, Bill, we're just in the research stages, and just an idea kicking it around, and I found that fold-up deal that, you know, if they make it in a fold-up like that, maybe there's some other antennas that, you know, we could use, you know, 20 feet off the ground that would, you know, perform for us.
I hate to look around, but physics is physics. And it's not so much the gain of the antenna or whatnot. It's take a look at, man, I seem to be beating this horse to death, but take a look at takeoff angles on HF antennas versus height above ground. I had a 40-meter shorty 40 on an 18-foot boom, and I could have put it up at 50 foot off the tower I had, but I didn't even bother to put it up. Didn't figure the gain would be even worth it. I ended up selling it for quite a loss. Sat there behind the shed for years, and I don't know. Seems a lot of money to spend on a maybe like that.
Friends out there that can actually do projections, try to calculate some of that stuff, but like I said, right now we're just in the talking and what if and what's the possibility stage. I had a line, excuse me, I had a line on a aluminum 60-foot crank-up, and it was in 10-foot sections, and I've got a 15-foot trailer. So if I just tipped that up, mounted it on my trailer, tipped it up, cranked it up, you know, the 60 feet, man, that'd get us off the ground. But that aluminum mast, crank-up mast, did not come to fruition. It had some damage on it, and it was beyond repair. So we were going to be able to pick it up cheap, but gotta keep looking.
muck. That's for a long time. We used one at a field day down here, the Lawrence Emergency Communications, Saluda County Emergency Communications group has a trailer like that, and they let us use it here in Greenwood County once, a couple times, and it's really, really good. Doc, the only one I know up that way, and I don't know everybody that does projections like that, a lot is Bill N4IQ, and if you check out with him, I'm sure he's going to tell you the same thing I'm telling you. But anyway, let me go. Just had to throw in the 2 cents worth. I'm working on a couple things here. Have a good day. This is Kevin, N4XL.
I'm Kevin. K and 4VWA, clear.